Before we go on, this is a good time to reset for just a moment and welcome everybody to day three of ARVCon. You're watching Lord of the Rings Roleplaying, Shire Adventures, Expert Treasure Hunters. I'm joined by said expert treasure hunters of Brad Bollier and of Tari Toons and of Trent Sparks. And if you like what you have seen, may I ask you all, if you're like, this is amazing and I'm so inspired by everything, may I ask you to turn that inspiration to good use by putting it into donations for Damon Runyon. Donate will allow you to donate to Damon Runyon Cancer Research Foundation. Our goal is $7,100. If we can get another $120, we'll be at $3,300, which will give inspirations to the players, and once we get to 551, yes, then we will have officially gotten past halfway for our goal. So I'd like to see either one of those goals or both met and surpassed today. And yeah, thank you all for being here. We will be running for another hour and a half. Yeah, basically an
according
hour and
to my
a half.
Clock.
That's right. Yep, hour and a half. That's right. And we can take a break to the players. We can take a break in about 10 minutes-ish or so, for about 5 minutes if you need a bio break, et cetera, and then conclude. Or we don't have to, but I'm just letting you folks know. Go ahead, Trent.
I would also say that you said that, you know, if you've enjoyed the thing, to go ahead and donate. I would say that even if you haven't enjoyed it, donate anyway. Cancer sucks.
That's a good point. Yes. If you want to hate...
Especially if you don't enjoy cancer, then you
right.
should
well that donate. Yes, if you want to hate donate, I guess is what we're saying, you know, feel free right. to hate donate.
I mean, if you want to demonstrate your hatred of our roleplay ability, by all means speak with your dollars.
These people don't know what they're doing. $500 to Damon
exactly.
Runyon, these bastards.
That'll show us.
This is how you actually play a hobbit to the tune of $1,000. Suck it. Yeah, that's the kind of that's the kind of donating rage that we you want in the chair.
Precisely.
Okay. So, moving back to the adventure. Again, I assume you don't stay around there too long, once he's left. But you can tell me if there's anything else you want to do here at the campfire before we...
I mean, I don't see why he couldn't have stuck with us. We're all going north. It's not like he couldn't have walked with us for a while.
Maybe he just doesn't like us.
I don't think we would keep up, to be honest with you. Bilbo
but he
says.
Could walk slower.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Seems to me like that man has one speed. On or
look
off.
How tall he is. Like, easily the three of us put on each, like, on his shoulder and back. I'm sure Titch can keep up.
I mean, they don't call him Striper for no reason, I'm sure.
Hackagorn.
Well, it's not Aragorn. Aragorn isn't born yet for another 15 years. I looked it up. I was like, wait a second. We are like really early in the timeline.
There's this look on Arb's face of what?
Wait a minute.
Oh, there it is.
No, that's not accurate.
Wait, okay. So we are in the year 1316 Shire Reckoning, right? And Aragorn is born in the year 1331 Shire Reckoning.
Something's not working with that, though, because this is also set after Battle of Five Armies. So...
Yeah, isn't there only, like, 17 years between Five Armies and, like, the start of Lord of the Rings?
1360. Exactly. We are in 1360, not 16. Why do I have 16 written on that
page? I was like,
oh my god,
I'm going to be super embarrassed otherwise, but I'm like,
no, because
not
I figured,
right.
Hey, maybe his dad also went by the nickname. That was my take, but no.
That's
no,
why
just,
I said his name is Schroeder. It can't be Strider. He's not born yet.
No. Okay, thank god. I was, for a minute, I was like, well, I'm going to have to turn him a bed.
Sorry, all my right. bad.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, for some
while
reason.
Tari, who knows a lot about Tolkien, is reeling. Now's my chance to tell you all to donate. More hate donations.
Fine, I'm not going to keep notes anymore on this game, and then I can't make mistakes like this anymore.
Oh, this boy. Cartoonist doesn't even know the right time. I'm donating $800 to Damon Runyon because I'm...
If you think Tari is right, donate 5 to this number. If you think Arvid is right,
right.
donate.
That's funny.
Probably last time I like asked again, hey, what year are we in? And then, like, I misheard or something. Because 16 and 60 sounds very alike, right?
And Granny's really old, so, you know.
So, anyway, so as you continue to make your way along, then, and the man was not wrong, incidentally, about the distance involved, because it is probably, and by the way, when you get up to the crest of the hill, he's almost out of sight, and it's not a very big hill, as I mentioned. Like, he's just you know, freaking booking it. Responding to you, Arudinel, you convinced PayPal I'm in Maine and not Montenegro. What the heck is that anyhow? I'm really sorry about that. I don't, leave it. I'll leave it up to you to decide, but there
Montenegro
can be other ways.
Montenegro is in the Balkans.
Yeah. So, when you get up to the, get up to the top hill and see he's almost gone and keep going, it's another probably couple of hours, I would say, probably we're talking about 4:15 or so, when you actually see a large stone house and a round tower just sort of standing by itself, almost in the wilderness. It's sort of striking because of that. There is some moving water behind it that sort of runs right behind this place, but otherwise there's nothing else at all around it. Just this stone house and round tower that you can see.
Is that like a proper river or like just a creek that we could theoretically jump over if we needed to?
That's probably more like a river. Although you were on the right side of it is the good news.
We don't know what happens here. It's like always keep an escape route open.
That's true. Yeah, no, more much more than a creek.
The good thing is we're very experienced in crossing rivers now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now you know everything that there is to know, presumably, about that. That's quite true.
Why would we cross river? She's lovely.
And Bilbo sees it. Well, that must be it. That's Kingsworthy. We should make our way quickly.
So you said something about ghosts or something?
Oh, ghosts. What nonsense. Stuff and nonsense. There haven't been ghosts around for hundreds of years, if there ever were any. Believe me, ghosts are not the problem. It's always the living creatures who cause problems.
Go see a dragon. So what does make ghosts like so much out of the question?
So he looks at you and puts his hands on his hips and he says, I am rather ashamed, Granny, that one with your wisdom and years would think that knowing a dragon is the same as knowing a ghost. Dragons were real until they were made into ghosts. And you know what happened then? And he looks at all of you and his eyes widen. Poof! It disappeared because it had fallen into the lake. We haven't seen it again, fortunately. No, live dragons are much not the same thing as dead ghosts. I'm glad not to have to deal with dragons anymore. But as for ghosts, well, nonsense. Superstitious tales.
Uh-huh.
Titch is just kind of... sort of sidestepping.
Idling away.
I'm going to get out of this right now. He's kind of siding his way towards the... The Stoonhoos.
Right, and it
what
is...
I'm saying here, dear old...
How far away are we at this point?
You are, I would say... Oh, thank you, Arudinel. You did manage to do that. Bringing us to 3,200. Thank you very much,
nice.
Rudinel, for that donation. Thank you. And again, you know, that's... Yeah. Arudinel has been... generous in so many ways over the years, most of all through his presence.
Gave me inspiration once.
Thank you, Arudinel. So we are thank you, Arudinel. We're $100 away from inspirations now, and we are $351 away from getting halfway to our goal. So let's keep it up. Chat, I would love that. Okay, now, where were we? We were looking down at a tower.
How far away are we from it at this point?
I would say from where you are, maybe 10 minutes walk now, because it's sort of up slightly. So,
right. You do 30 speak. Seconds for Aragorn. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. One step. Ha ha. No.
As we're approaching, Cal is very much concerned about like being seen or us not seeing somebody, you know, watching, waiting for us. So I'm keeping an eye on the landscape, the house itself.
Okay.
Everything, just looking for folks.
Let's have a perception check for me, please.
I got the rolls today.
Wow, no kidding. Actually, all my players have been rolling super well today. Nice. So you just, you see everything. Suddenly it's Predator vision, Batman vision, you know. So
those of you listening at home, or for those of you who are too cowardly to donate to the Damon Runyon Cancer Research Foundation, that was a natural 20.
A natural 20. So with that 23, you don't see anything around here. Although you do think you see what looks very much like a set of, and it's kind of, you see them as sort of like at first just kind of like marks down the hill a little bit, Cal, but they look like regular marks, possibly footprints. You need to get up closer to see, but it definitely looks like there's something there that you can see leading down towards Kingsworthy.
On the road that we're taking right
now.
That's
right, yes.
Okay.
I mean, road is kind of generous, you know what I mean? Like path on the hills, basically.
I mean, as we go along, I'll look for, one that is defined pretty well and just try to get a sense of it.
Okay.
Whether it's a boot or not, hobbit-sized or not.
I will take either investigation or I'll take, if you have hunting, I would take that too. If not, then just investigation.
I have hunting.
Very nice. These are, it looks like, several sets of tracks, Cal.
Oof.
Almost certainly hobbit tracks, and pretty fresh.
Hmm. Okay. I'll relay that to the group. Can I get a sense of how many are the rough numbers?
One or probably two. More than one, but probably not. Maybe three, but probably two.
Okay. Seem to be walking single file to hide their
numbers. Yes. So when you relay that, Bill was like, hobbits? Well, where are the hobbits going to find things at Kingsworthy? Who else would be going this way?
Me?
Maybe it's ghost hobbits. Ooh.
Well, Titch, if I may, you're not in front of us, so there wouldn't be any footprints from you yet. Have you been here before? He suddenly says suspiciously, like rounding on you. Is this your second time here?
Bilbo?
Oh,
Bilbo?
Yes.
He's wearing shoes.
And he kind of looks... Oh, yes, quite right. Well, even more reason he wouldn't have been the one who made the tracks. It must be one of us. Well, and he looks at Cal and looks at Granny and he says, what hobbits would come this way that weren't us?
Mm-hmm. It's just a ghost of Bulrora took going back and forth.
Maybe Coriander broke out and decided to beat us here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would make sense, actually. That just sounds like her, actually. Yes.
And she made a couple of fake hobbit feet to go beside her to make us think there's actually two people.
And somehow...
More likely that she just, went in, saw we weren't there, ran out again, was like, they aren't outside, and then ran back in again to wait. So
yeah,
she's
probably
waiting
tracks.
In there, sitting, trying to sit there still, and so that's not working.
I love in this concept that Coriander somehow moves, twice all of your speed, over open ground, just... $6 million
just
hobbit.
The hobbit version of the Roadrunner.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Do. Anyway, but Bilbo sort of looks at all of you and gives you a broad grin and then sets off down the hill. And Cal, you notice that they sort of almost perilously close to literally stepping right on the tracks, kind of weaving over them occasionally. So you now have a third set maybe of hobbit tracks
left by
Bilbo.
Well, probably not much danger. I'll let him go. So I'll approach with him and, again, keep an eye out on the house itself.
Okay. The house looks long since, and of course you know this to be true, long since abandoned. In fact, there are a few areas of it that look sort of run down. There's maybe one part of the one wall of it that looks a little bit broken in. And the tower itself seems to be fairly intact, except for the front door, which is definitely not there anymore, completely either ripped off its hinges or something. But it's just an open space into the tower itself. And so that's the tower, but also the house itself, as I mentioned, has some spots that are kind of broken down. There does seem to be a door to the front of the house, although... You can't imagine that would be hard to get through at this point in its history.
I'll keep an eye on the tracks, too, to see if they veer off of the path in some other direction or if they continue towards the house.
They do not. They actually almost make a beeline direct for the front door.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just touch Bilbo's shoulder and say, well, maybe... Maybe we should just kind of take a look and be a little bit wary here. We don't know who might be in there and what their purpose might be, but someone got here before us. That much is clear.
Do you think they're also looking for the club, like us?
Well, who can say what they're
for? He says rather loudly.
Yeah, like us.
And he says, oh yes, well, I'll be more quiet, I suppose.
Yes, let's try to be quiet until we know what we're dealing with.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna say to Titch, maybe you should go around the back, and I'll head towards the front, and we can just see what we see.
And
Titch seems to nod.
Granny, which
way? Just
are
told
you?
Bilbo to be quiet. I'm not even like, yeah, okay.
Granny, which way are you going? And what? So Titch go in the back, Cal's front. Granny, which way are you going?
Well, since there's only really two directions, yeah. Granny is going to say, well, I'm just going to have a look out here.
Okay. So to be clear, Granny's going to stay outside, Cal is going to look through the front, and Titch is going to go in the back. So I just want to be clear to everyone that we have successfully split the party three ways. It's tremendous.
Yeah.
I am so
But
so
we're only
excited.
On one level. So
yes, that's true. I'm waiting for one of you to run for the tower and run up to the top.
But so what is Bilbo doing?
Oh, well, go ahead, Brad. You're going to say something, and then I'll talk about what Bilbo.
No, I was just going to say, one of us falls in a trap, into a dungeon or something, and then we have to get that
multi-level.
Whoops,
there you go.
This was Two Puff Annihilation all along. Roll up a new character.
So exactly. Damn it. So Bilbo is moving to the front door along with Cal. Cal, I should say that as Bilbo is doing this, you're about to be like, okay, no, if you could really, and then you sort of are shocked because he's not to your right, and you realize that he's suddenly to your left, dead silent, just absolutely not heard at all. Okay. And when you sort of look over at him, he goes, he looks at you and he winks, and then nods at the door as if to say,
Okay, I take the hint and, I'm gonna head towards the tower first, since that there's no door there, you said?
Right, it's just open.
And is there a set of steps going up to it or something?
Not a set of steps. There's inside, there might be a set of steps that go around the interior of the tower.
All right, well, since we don't have to open anything and make a sound, I'll go there first and just peek inside.
Okay. And I'll talk about what happens with Titch in just a minute. I'm so sorry, Granny, where did you say you were going?
She's going to stay there, or
as the lookout.
She's going to stay there. That is a crucial part, because as soon as people are, moving away and not paying attention to her, she's going to hide where she is. Looking for a nice spot to hide.
All right, we're going to see. I got to think about where's a good place to hide. Probably behind some rubble,
actually. She's going
to
hide behind her walking stick.
I'm not that thin anymore, young man. Once, back in the day, I was but no, I gained a bit of a few pounds since then. So.
And Titch is just...
yeah, exactly.
You should have seen me back in the day.
A lot of Homer Simpsoning in this episode. Uh-huh. We'll talk about Titch in just a second. Cal, when you get to the tower... you can look inside and see that there was indeed a set of stairs that spiraled up around the inside wall, but much of the staircase has now fallen. There's a bunch of rubble at the bottom of it. There are several sets of stairs that go up, and you think maybe you could go up one set, jump over to the next set of stairs, climb up, jump. It's going to be not super easy to do it though. There's no railing, and obviously the stairs are in none too great condition. But that's the deal with that. There's a bunch of rubble on the ground, and you don't see any people or anything obvious beyond that. Whatever happened to this door, there are no remnants of it left now. There's no fragments of wood or anything like that inside.
And is there a floor above intact?
There is not a floor above, although there may be... Well, let me rephrase that. There does look like there might be a half floor, a ledge of some kind at the very top of the tower. This might have been an observation post for the tower at one point. And that might be what you see, but you can't see up onto the ledge from where you are.
Yeah.
So that's just a guess.
But it looks roughly even with the top of the tower. That
yes,
ledge.
Yes, the ledge, yes, yes.
Yeah. All right. And then are there any sets of stairs or a door, trap door, something like that leading down?
There are not.
With cellar or anything.
There are not. Well, there may, unless you want to search under the rubble, but there's not any obvious trapdoor that you can see from here.
Yeah.
And there are definitely no obvious stairs. But again, the floor does have a lot of rubble over it. Maybe there's a trapdoor below there.
I'm looking in the, like, sort of the, you know, the drier parts, well, anywhere really, where footprints could be left for footprints.
Okay.
Trying to see if these hobbits or suspected hobbits went in here or not.
Okay, make an investigation check for me, please.
A what?
An investigation
check for me, please.
Investigation.
Ooh, the first bad roll.
Yeah, you don't see anything obvious. I mean, also footprints might be harder to find here anyway because this is much more dry, sort of stony, rubbly ground as it is. But you do not see anything.
That's what I write it off to, not my bad roll.
Exactly. Yeah, there's too much. Yeah. clearly, I would have found them under normal circumstances.
All right.
Meanwhile, Titch. And actually, Cal, are you then turning around and heading back to the house?
Yeah.
As one as, okay.
Yeah, heading towards the house.
And Bilbo's kind of peering over your shoulder, heads back happily with you towards the house. Titch, when you get to the back, you can see that there are no doors out of the back, but there are several sets of windows, but they're all shuttered windows. The shutters are closed, and you can't see any light, obviously, inside, although... maybe you could break through the shutters to see, but you don't see anything obvious from the back of the house. Also, no sign of footprints here in the back either, at least from what you could tell.
Because there's an army of 15 Uruk blocking all the dirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Surely that's the reason.
No doubt in my mind. So the windows are shuttered. Is there any
And there's
glass?
Two of them. There's two sets. One in there. No, if there ever was glass, it's gone.
Okay. He's going to go over to one of the windows and try to slip the blade of his spear into the thing to see if there's like a latch to lift up so that he can try to push the shutters open.
I think you might be able to do that, actually. Yeah.
Then I do that.
Ow.
As you poke out of the hand. And roll a new character.
I can't believe that you party members just fell to fighting. Like, no, it wasn't like that. I was trying to open a window. You speared your own party to open a window? Okay. So
you want to open a window, you got to stab some hobbits. That's how the old
That's how it works, yeah. So you can sneak the blade in there and push it up. Yeah, make a dexterity check for me on this one, Titch.
Oh, this looks so beautiful. Watch this.
Watch this?
Yeah. Oh. Every time I say that, things go so well.
Actually.
So yeah, you're able to kind of push it up and kind of jiggle up, and then you hear this sort of click, and then the shutters kind of like almost sort of half fall open. It may be that the latch on the other side was the only thing kind of holding them sort of in place. Like one of them almost kind of crashes to the ground, kind of hangs loosely, and you can now see inside a dust and rubble covered floor, you think you hear maybe a faint squeaking sound, which is immediately silenced when light streams in from the outside.
So there's a rat, a vampire rat in there is what you're saying.
A doom rat, yes. No. But something on the inside. Otherwise, this seems to be, it doesn't seem to be a huge room, but there does seem to be a couple of what look like maybe cabinets, like storage cabinets or something, set against the wall. And there is another door on the opposite side of this room. It's not very big.
Does it look like the front door? Or
no.
Okay, then I think I may have missed part of the description. Is the tower attached to this building?
It's right next to it. It's right next to the building.
But it's not attached to it. Okay, so that's not a door into the tower.
No.
Okay.
No, you would think at this point you should, Titch, be directly opposite where Cal is going, once or where Granny is standing, let's put it that way, which is in front of the house. Now, totally concealed and hidden and, you know.
Yeah. We're going to get back around there and realize that she's been kidnapped, and then, you know, we're going to, yeah.
It's a whole new adventure.
Right, yeah. I'll continue my path around the rest of the way around the place to come back around to the front.
By the time you do that, Cal, you've arrived probably, I don't know, 30 seconds before Titch would have finished that
circuit.
That circuit, yes, thank you. So you can decide what do you want to do with that front door, Cal, now that you've arrived back there.
Yeah, you know, I'll test it gently to see if it's
not locked.
Opened. Okay. I'm going to open it and peer inside.
So when you peer inside, you find yourself looking into a decently large room that has several hallways leading off of it, possibly to other bedrooms or storage rooms or things like that. There's one door in the back as well that in the back that you can see that is closed. And then there is a very large fireplace with a large mantelpiece there. And above the cold fireplace, you can see a large wooden plaque. It looks like you can't see it from here, but there are markings that indicate that there may have been something on this plaque or, you know, mounted to the plaque. But you don't see what it is from here.
All right. So now that we are like at the threshold, mm-hmm. I'm nervous about leaving Granny Lavender outside. So I'm going to just step back down to the ground and look for where she is and
totally vanish.
Realize I can't see her. Perception?
Sure.
Do I have to roll stealth against that?
I need a stealth check for that. Yes. Please.
Yes.
Just have to beat 10.
Yes. Was just checking something. 16?
Okay. There's a part of me that hoped you failed so I could be like, you literally were trying to hide behind your stick. It wasn't funny. But no, Granny is not visible to you.
And I assume that she is hiding. Well, I'll just, you know, go like this, okay. And I'll
just assuming
kind of
she's
her.
Dead. Yeah. Well, she
didn't,
all
oh well.
Well, the old bitty didn't make it. All right,
let's move on. That's too bad.
Okay, so you see Cal like frantically waving his arms, Granny. You can definitely see that.
Cool.
All right.
Where's Bilbo?
Bilbo is standing next to Cal, but is still staring into the house, looking at something.
Okay. I guess once Caloran turns back around, Granny would start sneaking up on the window that he just waved out of.
Okay. Towards the window,
I want to know how close she gets before I see her.
Right, exactly. Because you're sneaking up towards the door, you said, Granny? Like moving up
to the window that Cal just waved
out. I'm in the door.
He's
the
in the door.
Door.
That's why I asked that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I guess, is there a window next to them?
There is a shuttered, closed window. Yes, there's one of them in the front.
So I guess then she would sneak up to the door, but like not step through it.
Okay.
But like after Caloran turned back around again. That's like the important part.
Yes, I'm going to need another stealth check from you. And Cal, you can make another perception check as you sort of turned around.
I'm picturing Granny just running up and through that window, like crashing through.
18.
Okay.
I still don't see her.
Just like, because Bilbo's like, do you see that thing above the mantelpiece? What do you think was held there?
Yeah.
And Granny just Cal appears says, like Gandalf stepping out from behind a tree.
I think Granny Lavender went with Titch.
What? Well, why would Granny? Never mind about Granny right now. Do you see that thing above the mantelpiece?
Would Bilbo call her Granny, by the way? They're 20 years apart.
That's true. Maybe
really.
We'd call you. Well, it depends on whether you used it as like a. Is like a term of respect where like just everybody calls you like there are people
like I don't know
like
if
everyone
he has
in the
any
Shire
respect for her. She has very little respect for him
because like everyone in the Shire calls the gaffer, right? Like everybody except for Sam. Like even Sam calls him the gaffer.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
Like everybody calls him the gaffer regardless of how old. So I was thinking Granny was in that regard, you know.
You're playing Bilbo, not me. Just wondering.
Yeah, no, I mean, unless you would say that Granny would find that offensive, Bilbo would not intentionally offend Granny for sure.
Oh, no, she would find that a bit weird, but because, you know, was like, they're cousins. But anyway, yeah.
You told me not to call you honey anymore.
Yeah, I guess I don't know how ubiquitous that term has become for Granny. Maybe he would call you Lavender, I suppose. That's possible. I guess you'd have to tell me whether Granny is like a very ubiquitous title almost now for her.
No,
or whether...
it's more like she tells like people that she's like kind of like You know how when it's like, hey, you can call me that, and like somebody next standing next to her, is like, hey, but you never told me that I could call you that, just like, you know, to spite them.
I see. Well, then in that case, I'd say Lavender then.
But even, you know how like adults switch their mode of referring to people when they're talking to the generation younger, their kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like if the kids refer to somebody as granny, they say granny because that's how the kids refer to them and know them, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, that's especially around coriander, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially around coriander. That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's actually fair. A good point.
It might be habitual on Bilbo's part at this point.
Yeah. Sure. That's fine.
So he's never mind. Well, what about the thing above the mantelpiece? He says, pointing at it.
Yes. I'll take a look. But Cal's clearly worried about Granny now, and he's looking one last time before she like jumps out of the bushes or something.
Well, I was just about to say at this point, Titch has arrived around the side. I want Titch to make a perception check too, and we're gonna compare that to the stealth that was made.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so
what are you doing there?
Exactly. Because Titch walks around and like sees Granny like, you know, doing the like...
Hey, Granny.
Okay, no. So here's what Titch sees, actually. Like, Granny is like lurking behind the door, at the door frame, like peeking in. And like about to jump out to them to like startle Bilbo. Yeah. Titch walks up and she like... and then like whatever Titch does...
Like that one friend that we all have, like you're trying to pull off a joke, and he just comes in and not really realizing he's ruins it for everybody. You know, Titch just kind of walks up like, hey, what'd you guys find? And
okay.
And Granny almost gets a heart attack and almost falls over.
Like stumbles forward. Cal, at which point you're like, ah! Like all these people.
Like a double ah.
Yes. Meanwhile, Bilbo pays no attention and is like just sort of like walking in towards the flack. What does Granny do to Titch at that point? Is Granny like, God, what
just the walking stick, just whack?
No, like after she catches herself again, she just gives her like the meanest stink eye, like trying to murder him with her gaze.
I just ask what's going on. I don't understand what.
At this point, Bilbo has just made his way just inside.
And like Granny just like straightens out her dress and like also steps inside.
So you all grumbly. See what I described. Oh, I'm sorry, Tariq, go ahead.
Yeah, no, she's grumbly. Like.
Oh, okay.
Her perfect prank.
Well, yeah. You can step inside and look back and be like, what were you looking for? Anyway.
Right. Exactly. And she, so, but Bilbo looks up. And so once you're inside, you can also see, Dragonspear. You can see that Dragonspear has contributed $100 to the Dame Marin Cancer Research Foundation. Thank you. Thank you, Dragon. So that means we're up to 3,300, which means the players have gained inspiration. Thank you so much, Dragon Spear. Appreciate it.
It's
could have needed that
EO.
A minute ago.
EO. Sorry, now it's EO. It's like that old calculator trick that you do. You could do a certain calculation again that would say hell's bells. You could like do this whole thing. This is the days before this is before we had a chance to do anything fun with our lives, Tari, okay? It was an interesting
The only thing Texas Instruments was good
for. We also did that back in school, but like we spelled out German words. So like
okay, well listen.
Yeah, like the German word for donkey, for example, is like the classic. Easy. Like it's like 7-3
Exactly.
5-3 there.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Flip it around. It's easy.
Then you do that and then you do the equals. Anyway, yes, I remember very well. Yeah, that's right. 7-7-3 Yeah. Anyway, so inspirations for the three players here, which is lovely. And we're now only $251 away, chat, from passing our halfway goal. So let's keep it up. Because we have another 50 minutes with this crew. 5-0, to be clear, Tari. Not 5.
I'm just trying to check if I still have old school calculator, but I think I got rid of it after the battery ran out. So,
you know, you can replace those. Never mind.
Yeah, but like I never needed a calculator again after I finished school.
Because you're German and you're precise. Thank you.
So now.
No, because smartphones became a thing. You
that's
know?
True. So it's like, all of you now that are inside can now see the same thing, which is there is this very cold. There's a, you know, the room itself is very dusty. There's some, you know, kind of some stuff strewn around the floor, mostly like not rubble like lots of stone, but kind of like some broken shards of wood and things like that. There's a couple of hallways leading off to what might be other bedrooms or storage rooms. There's one door in the back, which Titch, you would guess would be the thing that led to the room. Yeah, you think? And then you got the fireplace and then the mantelpiece above it. And there is a wooden plaque there that looks odd in some way. There's something strange about it. And there is a wooden chair, which is sitting near the fireplace, in an odd position, actually, right in front of the fireplace. I don't mean like sitting it like, I'm going to enjoy this fire, but like up as if it's like almost up against the, you know, the back of the chair is almost up against the inside of the fireplace.
As though someone were using it for a step stool to try to reach said plaque.
Well, that's an interesting theory.
Yes. However, Titch says, look, clearly somebody took the club and cut it into planes and made a backstop, you know, plaque out of. And he just kind of dismisses that thought and turns towards that other door because.
Yeah, after looking at like Bilbo, after Bilbo's like, what? And then as you turn away, he's like, oh, all right. Well, no, he's like horrified at the thought.
Titch is very happy to have horrified Bilbo.
Yes.
He's just like, that's a point of pride for me. And he's focused on that door. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
The plaque, I mean, I will take a look at the plaque and try to figure out what it is, what it says or anything.
I will take for this, I would take either investigation or I would even take a riddle check for this. If you have either one of those.
That doesn't look like I have a riddle. Yeah, is that something you would get as...
Yeah, it'd be based on... Both of them are based on intelligence. So riddle would probably be something you'd more specialize in. So.
I have riddles.
What about folklore?
No, that wouldn't... No. Because you're trying to figure out what happened to this, not what the plaque is.
Oh, okay.
Presumably.
Yeah, I don't have anything else good. What did you say?
Investigation would be the other one.
All right, I don't have any bonus...
Okay, just roll 20.
Yeah, that's, I think we got a 10 there, if I'm not mistaken.
But it's two 10s, it's that's two 10s. A 20.
Together makes 20. No, it's actually, that's enough, because all you really needed to see was the fact that something probably was fairly long, a long object, actually probably as tall as one of the hobbits, if you had to guess. Unquestionably, something was mounted on this plaque and has been removed. You can see a couple of spaces where there's almost like a, maybe like a metallic or brass fixing or something, which has been kind of peeled back. Something has been taken off of the plaque. And if you had to guess, as you're looking there, Cal, you can also see that there is a very clear footstep by the chair set in some of the ash of the fireplace.
A hobbit footprint?
Sure looks like it.
And the, you know, where the thing might have been taken off, is the wood less weathered in the center?
Is
that an obvious thing I can see?
Or rather, is there less dust, maybe? Maybe that's a...
Yeah. Is there a noticeable difference of any sort?
I would say yes, almost certainly. Not so much weathered, but I would say yes. There's less dust for sure in the, center
area. What shape does that make?
The whole thing is actually, if you had to guess, it would be, as I said, long and maybe with rounded edges. Like, in other words, how do I describe it? Like, long with like a curved surface on this thing, but the entire object was a curved surface, basically. So I'm not describing this well at all.
It's
vaguely
a plaque,
club shaped. Let's put it that way.
It could be, but it's this is what I'll say. This is why I'm hesitant. It could be a club, but it's a long club. But of course, this was Bull Roar Took we're talking about. But it is a long
is it
club.
Like, a long club in this, like, by hobbit standards, or like also by men's standards?
Well, it's about the size of a hobbit, so I would think even for a human, it probably would be a decent sized club. I mean, you know,
you remember the Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's playing baseball and the guy has this monstrous bat that's like 30 feet long and he's swinging it back and forth.
Your son got tall. Yeah, what the hell?
No joke.
I remember him. I remember him being a literal baby. What? What?
They do that. It is so inconsiderate.
He said, did you hear that? He's like, I am. He played
correct
soccer earlier today.
Correct reply.
And he brought correct me my reply. Food, which looks very delicious.
Eat smakelijk. So. Guten Appetit. Bon
appetit. Danke. It's actually, and it's, I think it's barbecue chicken. It looks good. Anyway.
Can't tell? So,
well, it's on, yeah. No, it's definitely chicken.
It could be chicken chow mein.
It's shish kebab
might
chicken.
Might be barbecue chicken.
shish kebab chicken, rice, and asparagus.
It's all the asparagus.
So, where was I? Anyway.
The Shire. Top.
Yeah, the top of the thing. So, yes, it does look, so it could very well be it would be long even for a man. I mean, if I think about like a human, like if I think about a club, I don't know, a club is
like a baseball bat, but thicker.
Yes, a baseball bat, but probably even a little shorter. You know, you think about it, like a blackjack is quite short, relatively speaking. So a club is not like, it's not like a fake sword, you know, a wooden sword length, I would say. It's a little bit shorter than that because you want some. So
like
this thing is pretty long.
Truncheon.
Standard wooden sword length that is like, patented under theme
like a regular, you know what I mean, like
76,
a regular sword, but one that's used for training, a training sword type of thing,
which also come in various sizes.
And it's also
today I saw multiple different lengths of wooden swords.
That's good. That actually
market,
is a good point. I'm talking to someone who just came from a Viking market. That's a good point. But this is also fairly wide too, if you had to guess in terms of where the less dust would be.
It's a paddle. The famous paddle of Bull Roarer.
Bull Roarer's paddle.
And so Bilbo's looking as you're sort of looking at this, and he says, "Well, what do you think, my boy? What has happened? What is it? Is that where the club was?"
We came to the house of Bull Spankertook. It was a very different guy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, is this a fraternity for some local college or something?
Oh my God.
It was a hazing paddle.
What is wrong with all of you? Like Alpha Hobbit Phi. Like, seriously?
Also, German fraternities do swords, so.
Do they?
That actually,
yeah, they do. It's
nothing
really
has
like
surprised me less than hearing that a German fraternity uses sword for hazing. This surprised me not at all. Yeah, bull
German
snorer,
fraternities
exactly.
are.
So Titch.
Yeah.
Moves closer to the front door. Basically, he's still facing towards the other door that he
I
saw.
I thought he was going to the back door. He's going back to the front now.
He is, but he's kind of moving in a slight.
Wait. So as you do that, Cal says, "Whoa, stop! Everybody, stop!"
And
then we have some footprints. I found one right here. I would like to follow them and see where they went. And if we walk all over this room, I won't be able to. So just stay where you are for 1 second. And I'm going to try to find, before I address the plaque and the potential club, to look for any additional tracks to see if I think they might have gone back to the front or deeper into this house.
Let me have you make another investigation check for this.
This is Titch's scene from The Dark Knight, where he's like, right, give me 5 minutes before your men contaminate this
My exactly. investigation blows.
Or from Batman Begins. What is that, Paco?
So investigation, not perception.
No, investigation. You're specifically looking for particular things here.
All right.
Can we be assisting him by not muddying the scene?
I would say this is making it not giving him disadvantage.
Yeah, not disadvantage.
By not
I know. Exactly. All right, I'm going to use my inspiration on this roll because I want to find out where they went to, if anywhere.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
There we go.
Well,
could have been worse, I guess.
Yeah, it could have been.
711.
Yeah, better than a 7 is definitely that 11. So the good news, though, actually, Cal, is that there are tracks, and these are not hard to follow. They are actually so. I feel like it's all detective vision. This is what happened, but you can't see all of it. What I can tell you is this much, though. There is a little bit of ash on the chair seat. So there's ash in the chair seat, and then you obviously look to the plaque. the tracks then, you can see some of those like ashen footprints.
Oh, no.
Leading back towards the front door. But the thing is, as you look at them, they are broader and broader spread out, as if whoever was doing this, or multiples, it might have been two, were going at faster speeds as they headed towards the door.
Okay.
And again, the reason you're able to do this with not an amazing investigation check is that this person or people were not taking any obvious, you know, care to hide their tracks or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
So,
all right. I pass that along to everybody and just, you know, say, oh, all right, I think we move around. I did find some tracks here, and I point them out, you know, and
Bilbo says, well, this is terrible. It means that perhaps, but has the club been stolen? We must find those thieves. That belongs elsewhere. That club belongs in a museum. Then he says, but mine.
So do you.
Assuming that even was the club. You know, if the club was like hanging there all this time, then it would have been stolen away quite a long time ago, don't you think?
And he says, well, I don't really know. It's possible that not many people came to Kingsworthy, if anyone. And perhaps they would have left it there. Some people have respect for the treasures of others. They don't simply try to take it and bring it back to their own places for their own benefit.
Titch's eyebrow kind of crawls up over the top of his head all the way to the back of his neck.
I was actually waiting for Coriander to, like, Kool-Aid man the door at that point. Like,
anyway. How about we first further search this place?
And Bilbo nods. Oh, yes, I suppose.
Well, then have at it.
Okay.
And she, like, kind of shoves him with her walking stick in, like, direction of, like, one... I'm assuming there's, like, multiple rooms probably in this building, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of hallways and that seem to lead to other, like, rooms. That's right.
Yeah, she, like, pushes him in direction of one of the other rooms.
Titch, what about you? Because you were sidestepping before, and then I'll come back to Cal.
He was basically... like shimmying to the side to be moving toward the front door, but still facing the door that he saw from the window.
Okay.
With his spear ready so that if anybody came through to try to bolt out the front door, he would be in their path.
Okay. Yeah, no one has moved from behind.
And then he's going to slowly start moving toward that door.
Okay. I will come back to that. Cal, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was going to make sure that Titch finished whatever he was doing, but I will tell everyone, like, there's a bit of ash on the chair, which is strange. And as I say this, I'm going to move towards the fireplace itself. And, well, I'm going to look for any possible sources of ash outside of the fireplace first, see if there are any. Are there?
There are not. In fact, almost certainly the ash that's here was tracked from the inside of the fireplace. Right. And then...
all the way from the haven at Midway.
Yeah. Long way.
So I'll... you know, something curious about this fireplace, you know, maybe come have a look, Granny. And then I'll take a look myself, just see if, I don't know, if there's anything curious about it, footprints in there, anything else.
Okay.
Well, what do we have here? And then Granny says a little rhyme about fireplaces and cooking. and thus grants Caloran a lore die via her ability, ooh, Rhymes of Lore.
Ooh.
Which is basically like Bardic Inspiration.
I love that. Okay, so then, Cal, you can make an investigation check, but you can, if need be, you can then add the number rolled, and it is a D, what, D6? To your ability check that you're just making here, because it has to be within the next minute. Okay. And you can wait until after you see the roll before deciding to use the die, but you have to do it before I tell you what happened.
Okay.
Do I have a good rhyme at hand for that?
Natural 20.
Welp.
I'm gonna save the die just in case there's something more that I have to sort of investigate. But I have a feeling that I've found something initially. Okay.
Yeah. What you see as you kind of are looking around the ash that's in the fireplace is, as you sort of like are reassembling the scene. Almost certainly there have been multiple, probably two, hobbits within this place recently, because there are hobbit footprints, but they're not the same hobbit. But the thing that's odd is that as you follow the tracks, and this is what this critical role gets you, as you follow the tracks, one of the tracks seems to have led to this ash on the chair seat, you know, and then going up to get the thing, and then came back down to the floor. Those footprints, as you follow them back to the door, seem to be going at the same distance from each other. So the footprints are all basically the same distance. The second set of prints, though, which are slightly larger, definitely still hobbit size, but slightly larger, these ones also go to the, you know, go to the fireplace. You don't know if there's any ash on the seat from those feet or not, but you do know that when they then, you know, those tracks go back out the door again, those are the ones that are going, that are sort of wider spread apart. So in other words, the first one that came was walking at a normal speed when they left. The second one was running.
I deduce that the club is cursed and that the first person, first hobbit who took it, chased the other one out of this place and clubbed them to death somewhere.
There's a quest like that in the first Baldur's Gate, yeah, but with a sword.
And the okay. And in the original Jungle Book with the elephant prod.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, I'm going to relay that to the gang.
Okay. Meanwhile, you hear, I don't find anything in here. And you hear this like slamming as like Bilbo is clearly like opening up one of the bedrooms back there.
A lot of rotted away cloaks, maybe, but it's hard to tell anymore. Nothing about a club. Have you found any more about clubs?
Coming, Bilbo. So, yeah, I'll tell the others what I found, but then, okay. You know, maybe it is worth a look around this place a little bit.
Titch, in the meantime, I think you've now reached the door in the back of the room. What do you want to do about that?
He's going to use the tip of his spear to kind of knock on the wood and say, if you're in there, come out before I have to come in and find you.
Silence reigns.
And then he'll open the door.
He opens it to find a...
Bats!
Yeah, exactly. Just a million of them. No.
A ghost!
He finds... What are you doing here? He opens the door to find a room that is dark, although there is light streaming in a what looks like a broken shuttered window that's in the back wall. There's a lot of wood shards in the ground, and there is what may have once been a bed frame that's kind of collapsed and sort of down on the ground. Like, it's all kind of shards and flinders mostly, but you think there might have been what... It looks like it had the footprint, not a footprint, but the footprint of a bed at one point that's in this sort of dusty ground here. Otherwise, there's not a lot here. It also occurs to you that it may have been that years ago some of this part might have been stripped for valuables, or it's possible that no one has been here in a long time and that it's just kind of empty at this point.
Clearly the charwoman came in and took all the bedding and everything. Yes,
exactly. Okay.
Well, missus, I can't. Oh, Joe.
For those of you who don't know, watch the channel more often. Anyway, so right,
or,
so,
or read the greatest short story ever told. Either way, ever written.
Sometimes it's not that short. Trust me, we know.
I've modified it over the years.
I understand. You modified it. Wow, that's like changing Shakespeare.
I
anyway,
found
so,
Dickens.
Yeah. So finding nothing in there, Titch is gonna having also noted when. Calloran mentioned the footprints heading out the door. He's going to head out the door and try to follow and see where these footprints went. Since we did notice there was kind of a back and forth to the footprints we found before we got here, he's going to try to see if he can further deduce where the exiters might have gone.
Okay, not going through this room. You mean going back out to the front? Or the, okay. So let me have you make an investigation check.
God! Okay. 13.
Okay. So the way that Cal described things, you're kind of like, the hell does he know all that? You know, type of thing. It's certainly the case that as you're sort of looking at the area, there's unquestionably you can see some footprints that lead outside. One thing you can tell is that once the footprints lead outside, they then set off. Now, this is going to be a little bit, how do I describe this? Not very, like, focused, because it's a large map, basically, so you're just going to have to, you know, go a little bit. But The footprints seem to be going this way. So not along the path that you came, but in a different direction. And again, based on what Cal has described to you as these two sets, you think it might indeed be two sets of footprints, obviously not ash-covered after a while, but you can see impressions in the earth, you can see mud and things like that. Very easy to follow. Again, neither the walking person nor the running person were taking any care to cover their tracks at all.
Okay. Just for my own sake, I'm going to do this. Just for my own personal decision-making process of whether Titch could make this connection, how far from the house do the longer strides of the running person slow down to a normal pace as though they finally caught up with the person who was simply walking before?
Way beyond the house. Like, so you'd have to leave the house to determine that.
Well, because that's what he's walking out the front door.
No, I'm saying, I don't mean that. I mean, like, leave the area. Like, you'd have to leave your companions, because
you don't actually find the place where that happens.
Okay. From that, he draws a conclusion that the time between the first set of tracks was made and the second set of tracks was made was a little more significant than what he thought. Because whoever was running was trying to catch up to this other person.
That's fair to say, yeah.
Way out there, yes, okay.
Yep.
All right, he goes back in and relates all that.